The Bombers went 2-for-2 on the weekend, getting sweet revenge on Estevan with a 3-1 Saturday night win. In a game where both teams kept a consistent march to and from the penalty box, the Bombers came back from an early deficit to snag victory from the jaws of defeat. Flynn Flon went down early, in more ways than one. Barely a minute into the game, Ethan Mercer was ejected from the game for a check from behind on Jagjeevan Fangora. Fangora, who turned into the check, was unharmed and would stay in the game, but Mercer would spend the rest of the night on the sidelines. Back-and-forth physical play would mark the rest of the period, along with plenty of after-whistle extracurriculars. Estevan's Cade Runke and Flynn Flon's Reese Richmond would each get 10-minute misconducts for a post-play skirmish, along with penalties on Bruins' Cody Davis and Alexa Babich. Flynn Flon had a 5-on-3, but with power play quarterback Richmond in the box and Noah Hull in the press box after suffering a late check from behind Friday night, the Bombers couldn't convert. That lack of finish bit the home team hard soon after. With Liam Bridger in the Bomber box on a boarding call, Fangora would take a high slot wrist shot that would sneak through traffic and past Harmon Laser-Hume. The Bomber goalie protested the goal, saying Bruin Mitch Koner had interfered with him, but the goal stood. That goal would be the only one of the first, giving the Bruins a 1-0 lead at intermission, and they would start the second on the power play after a Jeremy Tremblay crosscheck and misconduct late in the frame. The second period brought changes in both the scoreboard and the penalty box. The penalty pendulum swung to the Bruins, who would take 6 penalties in the period. Those penalties cost the visitors, as Cole DePero would tie the game up midway through the second on a power play, catching a seam pass and belting home a one-time goal. Number 32 on the year for him. The Bruins' penalty luck stayed rotten later in the frame, with Salvatore Calora cross-checking Kylan Olofsson into the boards from behind, drawing an angry crowd of Bombers. Calora was kicked out for the check. Olofsson stayed in the game. More hitting, this time of the clean but big variety, came from the Bombers. First, Richmond laying out Davis with an open ice check, then Joey Lies nailing Kalen Whittingham. Estevan's bad luck got even worse late in the second, with an embarrassing self-inflicted gaffe putting the Bombers ahead. Bruin Robbie Stewart, attempting to clear the zone from behind his net, accidentally got the puck caught in goalie Cam Herdliska's skates. The puck would be stopped next to the left post on the goal line, but Jacob Vaukler, tight on the forecheck, would pick that puck up and push it into the net behind Herdliska. That mistake would put the Bombers up 2-1, a lead they'd take into the third. The physical play continued in the final frame, with Alex von Sprecken taking a boarding call against his former teammates and Mitch Koner returning the favor soon after with another penalty, on top of a bench minor against the Bruins. Estevan's march to the box would continue with 5 straight penalties, mostly through the middle of the frame. The Bombers thought they'd extended their lead halfway through the period, with Alexi Celestra putting the puck into the crease and Matt Egan bulldozing the puck into the net. The goal light went on, but the officials called the goal off, saying there was a whistle before the puck passed the goal line. Silvestra would get the last laugh with 6 minutes to go. With the Bombers buzzing around the Estevan crease, Herdliska, for the second consecutive game, lost his glove in the crease and was hit after Stewart hit Olofsson and both players fell into the goalie, knocking him out of the net. That gave Silvestra a wide-open net, which he scored on with a wraparound move. Herdliska would argue he'd been interfered with other Bruins arguing that the goal should be waved off like one in the game a night earlier when Herdliska lost his glove, but the referees stayed with the original call. The Bruins pulled Herdliska with 4:21 left on the clock, but the Bombers would continue on. Richmond would battle with Keegan Little and end up with a deep cut on his chin, taking him out of the game briefly for repairs and a new jersey. His current one needed replacing after being covered in blood from his wound. The defender would come back for the end of the game. Estevan would force chances of their own late in the game, but the Bomber defense would stand tall, ending with 2 big points and a weekend sweep. Laser-Hume made 37 saves on the night, while Herdliska was listed on the game sheet as making 53 saves on 56 shots. The Bruins have now not won in the Whitney Forum since November 19, 2021. Since that game, a 3-2 overtime win for Estevan, the Bruins have lost 6 straight games in the Flon's friendly confines, including 3 in the SJHL finals. In 4 of those games, Estevan was held to just 1 goal. The win pulls the Bombers even with Humboldt for third place in the league, with both teams having 55 points in 40 games. Both teams also have the same number of regulation wins, the first tiebreaker used between teams tied in the standings. Battleford stays atop the league standings with 77 points, while LaRange holds the second spot and top spot in the Sherwood division with 58 points, despite having played 5 more games than the Bombers. All SJHL teams will pause their schedules for the upcoming SJHL-MJHL showcase, set to take place in Winnipeg January 31 and February 1. Once all players have returned to their teams, the Bombers will host the Nipawin Hawks February 4 to start a busy February, including 11 games and a 4-game in 5-night Southern Road swing Feb 8-12.